You're listening to SBS News.
It's been more than a decade since Ariaratnam Annalakshmi last saw her son. She says that during the final years of Sri Lanka's civil war, he was abducted by government forces.
There was a phone call. My daughter-in-law answered. We were told my son had been taken away in a white van.
She's one of hundreds of Sri Lankan Tamils still searching for loved ones since the war ended a decade ago. As of today, they've been sitting here for 1,000 consecutive days, a silent protest to demand answers as to what happened to their sons and daughters.
On June the 25th, 2008, he was abducted. On the next day, I reported it to the human rights organisations, the police. Over two or three days, I went to every relevant person, but they did nothing.
During Sri Lanka's 26-year civil war, forced abductions were commonplace. Several thousands of Tamils are thought to have disappeared, either through abductions or surrendering to the army and never being seen again. Kasipalai Jayavanta has been searching for her daughter since 2009.
They threw my daughter into the van. My daughter was crying. Don't let me go, mother. What could I do? I was helpless.
This weekend, Sri Lankan Tamils will vote in the second presidential election since the end of the war. A coalition of Tamil parties has given its support to Sajit Premadasa. His rival, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, was defence minister when Sri Lanka's army finally defeated the Tamil separatists. He's been accused of war crimes, and if elected, has promised to sever a deal between Sri Lanka and the UN to investigate war crimes. Dr. Pakkiasottai Saravanamuttu is the executive director of the Centre for Policy Alternatives.
This country is therefore always going to be at war with itself. It's not going to heal. And as long as it doesn't heal, we're not going to have the unity necessary to go for the prosperity which we all believe we deserve.
These women travel to Colombo this week to hear what promises the candidates have made towards post-war reconciliation. All three were injured by bomb blasts in the final stages of the war. Vetra Chelvi is a former fighter with the Tamil Tigers.
For women like us who are victims of the war, so far none of the political leaders have provided answers for us. I don't think they have the political will to do it.
Until that changes, the families of the disappeared say they have no choice but to sit and wait.
We are doing this not only for our children, but all those children that are missing in the hope they're still alive. For that, we sit here. We need closure. Answers should be given. Our children should be released.
A hope that one day the truth will be known. In Valnia, Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.